This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM with the West Holmes School Report. And this week we have Dave Rhodes, who's the technology coordinator for West Holmes. And welcome, Dave. Glad to have you here. It's your first time.
Well, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
And so with technology in schools these days, it's not like when I was in school where you maybe had like one computer in the classroom and everybody had to take turns using it. Computers are a big part of the job that you do at West Holmes.
They are. Actually, at West Holmes, we are one device per student all the way from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. So every student has access to their own Chromebook.
So that leaves a lot of responsibility on you and the other folks that work in the technology department on making sure that these kids stay safe and stay focused on what they need to do for school.
Yeah, that's probably been the biggest priority this year is student data protection and student safety as they're on the internet and doing their assignments and keeping them safe while they're out there in the cloud. And with this new state laws that are coming out and with some of the federal laws, it's become more important, and it probably takes about 50-60% of our time to stay on top of that and keep children safe.
And you're making sure they're not getting on websites they shouldn't be get on. And do you guys also kind of monitor cyberbullying and things like that too?
We do. We have three different layers of protection as far as filtering to keep students safe and not going to questionable websites that they shouldn't be going to. At the same time, the systems alert us if they are emailing each other and bullying each other that way and that type of thing. So we do our best to stay on top of it. Sometimes there's things we don't catch right away, but I would say probably 98% of the activities that go on, we do catch and notify the building administrators about it.
And along with, you know, keeping the students safe, you have to keep the whole district safe because a lot of what the district is doing is technology based now too, as far as, you know, logging and running through things.
That is true. The teachers keeping them safe is just as important as the students. We do go through every year. We have what we call a phishing scheme where we send out bogus emails intentionally to the staff. It's more for an educational purpose to teach them what to look for, what not to open, what links not to click on. So we consider it as an educational process for the staff.
How are they doing with that?
Actually, the last one we ran through, it was incredible. The staff seems to be very aware. We constantly get questions from the staff asking, is this legit? Is this not legit? So at West Holmes, they've done a very good job.
That's fantastic. On the news, we try to share, this is a scam if you get this email or this. And I know they put it out with the sheriff. So with you guys having that good a success rate between what you guys are doing and just the general population learning about phishing, hopefully that's become a really less of a problem to have to deal with.
I don't know if it's less of a problem, but at least we're trying to stay on top of it. And I think communication is a big key. If we're aware that something may be coming, we definitely let the staff know to keep their eyes open for it.
And right now you've got lots of buildings to kind of monitor and work for, and that's going to kind of condense. So I'm sure there's a lot of new technology where you're kind of starting to prepare for now for the consolidation of the elementary schools.
Yes, with the new K-5 building coming online here in the next couple years, there's going to be a lot of changes technology-wise. The structure of the network will change. The new technologies that will be going into the building will be another thing that we have to be on top of. Fingers crossed everything works out well.
Definitely. You've got a couple years here to get it all put together. So one last thing we can kind of touch on here while we're talking is a big thing that's happening around in the world. I'm not very knowledgeable on it myself, but how is AI starting to get into the schools?
It's starting to get in, and it's a little scary with some aspects. That's probably the next big thing for the technology in schools on the horizon is how to deal with artificial intelligence. Do we embrace it and teach the staff and students how to use it properly? Do we try to run away from it? Those are things that we're going to probably be discussing here over the next several months to come up with a plan within the district on how we deal with AI.
Yeah, it's coming up fast and it's growing big. And, you know, you hear some of the really big tech folks like Elon Musk and stuff warning, like, hey, we got to slow this down. And so it's important to teach the young people now before, you know, so they go in knowledgeably.
It's like any tool. There's a proper way to use it and an improper way to use it. And hopefully we can instruct them on the proper way to use it and make it beneficial.
So definitely being a tech coordinator these days is not an easy job. Definitely a lot more work, I'm sure, than when I was in school for definitely.
It has changed a lot. When I was in school, there wasn't even PCs, so it's come a long way. And one of the things that, you know, when I first started in the technology side in education, technology was 5 or 10%. And now it's about 98%. All the curriculum, all the communications within the building, outside the building, it all involves technology. So it's a challenging job, but it's a lot of fun.
It keeps you busy for sure.
It surely does.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining with me today. That was Dave Rhodes, the technology coordinator at West Holmes Local Schools. And that was the West Holmes School Report for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick.